2-2 pitch. Swung on, line to right. A base hit for Stevenson. Marsh will score. Clemens will score. Cal with a slide at second. And yet another undiscovered hero for the Phillies as
really?
Cal Stevenson delivers a pinch hit. Two-run double, and the Phillies are back in front 6-4.
Well, undiscovered to some, not to Joe in the Northeast. Shout out to Joe in the Northeast.
Yeah, where's Fransky on that? Get your facts straight.
Listen to Joe. 215, or rather, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday-ish around 3 o'clock, that is Larry Anderson. Big win last night, buddy. Big win.
That was huge.
Yes.
Absolutely huge. Especially, these guys are... They're putting their top foot down, their best foot down. I mean, they're doing everything they can, everything they have to.
So let me ask you this, LA. So, and you've mentioned it a couple of times before. The other night was not the first time this year that Bryce Harper hit a long fly ball that he thought was a home run, didn't really bust it out of the box, and ends up costing a base. That wasn't the first time. But it did seem like it was the first time that Rob Thomson looked physically or visually upset by it. And actually, the reaction from you guys in the radio booth, actually from the TV booth as well, was everyone noticed it at once. So my question to you is, what was different about that one? And do you think that the reaction to it all around will have some sort of effect moving forward on those sorts of plays?
Well, it should have an effect. I mean, how can it not? I mean, but it's not the first time, not the second time, it's not the third time. We've seen this over and over. And it's funny, when we were in Miami, Tommy Hutton, one of the broadcasters, a former Philly, came into the booth to say hi, and he's asking, talking about guys, and he was talking about Harp's home run drought. And I said, well, he did a couple close, but I said, that's the scary part. He goes, what do you mean? And I said, because when he hits one, he thinks it's going out. He stands and watches it, which so many guys do now. It's like, I mean, I had words with Barry Bonds after a game or coming out of a game, about it, standing there and watching a home run. It's different today. Everybody watches it. Everybody, it's all about entertainment and, you know, and I told Hutton at the time, I said, what bothers me is when he does it and then it doesn't go out, then he knows he's got to bust it because he knows he should be on second base at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and then he's got to slide in usually a bang, bang play. And I said, it's just, there's so many chances. It's so close. I'm just afraid he's going to hurt his hand sliding in head first, get stepped, whatever it is. I said, that concerns me. And what happened that, and I think it was last Friday night, that happened that night, either Thursday night or Friday night, and the same thing happened, and he got up and his whole forearm was all scratched, scraped up, bloodied, and not that that kept him from playing or it didn't hurt anything, injure himself, but not terribly anyway, but it's taking the chance of doing that. And to me, you have to you run out of the box. You just run. And if you want to stop halfway to second base and do a little dance once it goes out, that's fine. Or, you know, dance like, you know, the Braves do all the way around the bases and certain players do. That's part of the game anymore. I don't like it, but it's part of the game. But to not bust it out of the box, it just there's no reason. There's no reason not to. If it's a ball that's going to go into the first row, you shouldn't be standing there watching it. Cause I mean, guys know when they hit it, they know when they get it, but they also know, or they should know when they get a hold of a ball in July during the humid, hot, muggy days, it carries much better than it does when it cools off, and it's cooler at the stadium now. So I'm sure he's hit a few balls that he thought were going to go out and they didn't because of the change in temperature. It deadens the ball in a sense. So to me, you have to know. It shouldn't be a question. It's something Harper knows. If Harper didn't know, if he didn't know he was wrong, he wouldn't have gone to Thomson right out of the chute, which kind of saved him from, you know, maybe more embarrassment of getting called in or something.
Yeah,
in front of everybody. But yeah, he knows it. But it's not the first time. It won't be the last time. But you just hope that, you know, the next time or the next however many times that the ball does go out.
Yeah, Sage, you hope that the ball does go out.
Yeah,
yes.
Fingers crossed on that one. Some point.
So you bring that up, L.A., and I know the topic of what happened the other night with him has been the major topic for a lot of us the last 24 hours. And the shame of that is that it clouds how well he's doing at the plate as a hitter, minus the power. He actually is hitting pretty damn good over the last month or so. I think he's batting like 348 or something like that. He just doesn't have the power there. So what do you think that is? I know he had the wrist injury. It doesn't affect him just hitting the ball. I guess it just affects him as how far he can hit the ball. Is that what it is, why he can't get the ball out of the park? Because he seems to be okay hitting the ball anywhere else in the park.
It seems like, to me, it just seems like he's getting a little more top spin than back spin. Mm. And that's, I mean, that's really a creation of your swing. I mean, trust me, I don't know that much about hitting. And I don't know very much at all about analytics and launch angle, but if he's hitting he's hitting tons of doubles now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his average, I was just looking at last night after the game, his average at 291. He was scuffling. His average was dropping down, but it's up at 291 now. He's got a ton of doubles that he's hitting a bunch of lately, that balls that you normally think would be going out, but he's not getting them airborne. And I think that, to me, it's that, he knows it. He's aware of it, and he's just like, he's waiting for the time. When is it going to happen? Like, when am I going to get that ball into the seats to actually have it happen? I think that would be a big relief for him, because you can't tell me that that's not on his mind.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like a quarterback going out and being 19 for 20, and they're all 5-yard passes, but and you're taking the team down the field, but you can't throw a touchdown in the end zone.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, it's frustrating. He knows it. And I think that's the most frustrating part, is that he knows what he can do. He's done it enough. It's his track record. I mean, it's crazy to even be talking about him. But there should be no concern about his lack of home runs, I don't think. I really don't. I think it's a matter right now of his swing. His swing's more level. He's not getting the backspin on the baseball when he hits it. I think that's a big part of it.
Talking to Larry Anderson, from our Phillies broadcast crew. L.A., there's been, since Ranger Suarez returned, there's been a flash here and there. First game, he was pretty good, and then he had the beginning of the second game where he struck everyone out. Since then, he's getting hit pretty hard, and yeah. Rob Thompson mentioned maybe there's a little dead arm there, which is pretty concerning considering he had about a month off. What are you seeing from Ranger, and is there any chance, for the remainder of this season in the playoffs, we end up seeing the guy that we saw 2-3 months ago?
Oh, I don't think there's any chance we could see it. But, seeing is believing. If we're not seeing it, we're not going to believe it.
Right.
And that's kind of where we're at right now. I think Thompson made a point to somebody yesterday that, he didn't have a rehab. This is like his third rehab start. For missing that much time, which is kind of surprising. But, last start, I thought I was concerned his velocity was way down at the start. But then as the game went on, he got stronger. And I felt, last night he threw some four-seamers at 92, but his sinker was still 89, 90. I think you miss time and you don't have the time to build your arm back up completely. It's going to take a while. But I think, to me, his velocity should be getting closer. Back to normal, and I think that'll make a big difference for him. Yesterday, it was almost like they knew it was coming, because they barreled up just about everything. But then if you go back and look at where the pitches were, and to me it was almost like they were sitting back on a lot of his slow stuff, like his curveball and changeup. They were just sitting back on it. They did square up a couple fastballs, but a lot of the hard base hits were curveballs and changeups that just weren't in good spots, weren't in great spots. And they were just sitting on him. And so to alleviate that, you need to have the fastball and command of it. And he didn't have that. He was just missing with it. But then he was missing a lot with the fastball. And if he's not using that fastball at 92 to 94 in on the right-handers, I mean, that's a big part of his game. And when he doesn't have that, that takes away from his curveball and changeup as well.
Well, you know, not a ton of, we had some juice last night because of the little scuffle at the end, but, you know, Tampa is not a team that there's any rivalry with. This weekend, you know, the Mets have the best record in baseball, I think, since the beginning of June, have been very hot. Probably not going to catch the Phillies, but they're a serious team again. So I think we're going to get some excitement this weekend with that series, which is good for the, I think is good for the Phillies heading into the playoffs as well.
I don't think there's any question about that, Spike. It's going to, I mean, they've played some games, some teams that, you know, where they've been, felt like playoff atmosphere. I think when the Braves were here, felt that way. They got through that. They won three out of four, which I think they needed to do. They needed to win two out of four, and they won three. So I think they exceeded expectations. A little frustrating finish in Florida the way they did. But those things happen. I just think, they're in a good spot right now. You just, the biggest concern is just getting these guys healthy and having them time to get their timing and their bats down before the season ends and going into the playoffs. Cause that's, you know, the time that they're missing. Realmuto's been out for a while. Bohm has been out for quite a while. And I think getting those two guys back, would make a big difference. But, it's going to be big this weekend. And I think, as long as the Phillies just hold their own, I don't think they have to sweep the series, but obviously you'd like to see them win the series here, split the series in New York, and then they got a big series in Milwaukee, because it's still, I don't think there's any question the Phillies should finish the division in first, and obviously the playoffs, but having to buy that first round is big. I mean, a lot of wild card teams have come through and gone on to win the World Series. You miss that wild card, and usually the wild card teams are getting in there. They're getting there because they're playing pretty good ball right at the time. So, I think the big series this weekend, and then going to Milwaukee and New York. I think three big series are gonna tell them a lot about where they're at going into the playoffs.
Yeah, well,
I think they're in a good spot, just other than the health, getting everybody healthy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, having that week off, too, as you mentioned, it seems like half the team's held together with super glue and duct tape at this point, so they could probably use a few days off at the end of the season before the playoffs. Well, thanks for the time, as always. We expect, if there is another sort of bench clearing tonight, we expect you to come down from the booth and run to the mound and get involved. Can we count on you for that?
As soon as a pitch gets close, I'm on the elevator.
Yeah. I can tell you're in a real rush.
Yeah, you said I'm on the elevator.
Yeah, I'm not doing the stairs or nothing like that.
All right, LA.
Just run into their broadcast. That might be a better option.
All right, man. Thanks
a
lot.
You got to have a good one, guys.
Yeah.
I would love to see LA run in there for a fight.
Yeah, no, I thought you were going to say run into the other radio booth.
No,
take them out.
I want to see him on the field.
LA would send a message to the other radio booth for sure.
Yeah.
There is nothing like when the bullpens run out.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
It's the best.
It takes like, so
they
long.
They have to sigh, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, all right, we're never getting there in time. Yeah.
I need the one guy in the bullpen like, oh, I think it's time to go. Somebody got hit.
Yep.
That would have been Papelbon. Like, Papelbon would have done that.
Yes, Papelbon.
I need that one guy that's ready to go out of the bullpen.
Do you remember when Papelbon said that he brought a gun into do you remember when they had to walk through the crowd to get to, he mentioned something about
needing a gun
or something.
That's really what he said.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All-time
saves
leader.
I remember that interview with the sunglasses on.
Yes, I forget what year it was, but because all the players walk through the crowd to get to the field, and I remember him saying that he's a lunatic, man.
Like, these are our fans, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, don't worry. You don't have to be strapped walking through the... You're on the Phillies. There was a great quote last night. So there was the moment, I think, in the seventh or the eighth, where the ball that Stott hit the umpire, right? Yeah. And he ended up getting thrown. L.A., you know, L.A. hates umpires, was so mad that he said something like, just jump up and spread your legs, would you, or something. It was such a great quote from
L.A.
Get
out of the way, basically.
Yes. Move your feet.
Yeah.
Move your feet.
Move your feet. It was so good. What a great moment.
when that happened, I was like, they're going to lose.
Yes, that felt like we're going to lose the game moment.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show, Jack, you're welcome for the Bryce thing. Ike, you're welcome for the Bryce thing. Bryce, you're welcome. I'm glad that I woke him up again.
I was with you.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Everyone's on the same page.
I was riding in the sidecar with you.
Right.
Yeah, you
that's
drove
right.
it, but yeah, I was
that's
with
right.
you. I
that's
was with
right.
you.
That's right. I just want everyone. I want
you
Bryce.
Want everybody.
To, yes.
But thank you anyway, though.
Yeah,
yes,
you're welcome.
Yes.
Just got to hold the guy accountable now and again. Yes. Not again. He just needs a reminder. He needs to be put back on course.
My goodness.
He should. Yeah, four doubles did he have last night? Three doubles? I actually.
That dude came to the park ready to play.
So we were ready to fight. Well,
take that, Spike.
Yeah. Do you think he had a cutout of Spike that he's throwing
yes.
darts at?
Do you think it's like in Major League, he has the cardboard
yes,
cutout
the cardboard
of me?
Cutout.
And they're trying to make me naked?
I love
whatever?
It. Yes. We'll not make you naked, but still.
No one needs
yes.
that, yeah.
Honestly, we were so Ike and I were at Miller's Ale House in Plymouth Meeting. By
Shout
the way,
out to everybody.
Yeah. Everyone who came out was great, mm-hmm. had a great time. When he hit the would-be home run that ended up as a double, it was such a celebration in the room. Ike and I are high-fiving each other. And then all of a sudden, they're like,
oh, it's a double.
They're going to call it back. It's like, oh,
yep.
No.
Yep.
And that poor kid, he's just catching a home run. I don't blame the kid for it. You know, not a home run. And it didn't look like... If the kid hadn't touched it, it has to get over the blue part, right? It wasn't getting over the blue.
It wasn't
part.
Getting over that blue.
No.
Well, I like that Kevin Cash tried to argue they could have caught that.
Oh, is that what he said?
I think that's part of the replay
challenge.
Yeah,
that had to be their argument, yes, is that he could have made the catch, yeah.
Now, if he could have made the catch,
it would have been interference. Fan interference, he'd have been out.
Could have made the catch. Yeah. What, does he have Superman in center field? Could have
one guy from Chicago last night, he made three catches.
Oh, I didn't see
that. The Dodgers, a center fielder.
Huh?
Long name. I can't think of his name.
Cubs or
yes.
White Sox? Okay.
Yeah, Cubs. Yeah, I mean, the White Sox, they still play?
Yeah, they're going to set the all-time loss record.
Would they have 115?
They're 33-119, I think.
Right. They're forcing 119? Them to still go out there and play games?
Yeah.
Just give everybody a win that's left on the schedule. Man.
I wish we had a series left with them so we could lose 2 out of 3. Give us something to talk about. 215-592-9494. What is a bigger concern for you the rest of this season, Jalen Hurts or the defensive line? Don in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Don?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Don?
Man? Ike, Jack, what's going on?
Good.
Ike, you think you're slick.
What happened?
Talking about some Jordan and Kobe with the GOAT thing.
Yeah.
You think you're slick with that.
Well, I'm just saying, in fact, it is what it is.
No, it's Kobe and LeBron, right?
You went Kobe and LeBron.
Yeah, because them cupcake championships that Jordan won.
Yes.
Hold up.
And he couldn't go left, Don.
Wait a minute.
I wasn't expecting this turn, Don.
Wait a minute. This is ridiculous. Cupcake championships, they beat the Sonics with Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. They beat the Jazz.
But that wasn't impressive.
That's a good team. The Jazz with John Stockton and Carl Malone.
T.J. McConnell.
It's over. You started about the team. Come on, man.
Wait a minute. That Suns team with Barkley was loaded.
That was a good team.
Charles Barkley, Dan Marley, Kevin Johnson, Richard Dumas, Tom Chambers was still on that team.
Yeah.
That's a good team.
Mark West.
Cedric Sabalas.
Cedric Sabalas.
Go back and look at those guys you just talk about stats. They are trash. Like,
must be like 29.
I'm 37. I've seen the games.
You didn't see those games. At 37, you didn't see those games.
Keep cooking, Don.
It was like 94. Well, you were 7.
So, was I blind?
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
About the sheets and Wawa thing. I'm a truck driver, so if I see a sheets on the left and a Wawa on the right, I'm sorry. I'm going to the sheets. They got way better.
Oh, wow.
Listen,
wow.
The chicken wings, that sheets, man, is a man. Oh, man. Whew.
Hmm.
Wow. Is this a serious debate?
Well, not here.
But hold on. Don, are you from this area?
In North Philly, but sheets, man, me being on the road, like, oh, man, they food is good. I'm sorry.
You are just as lunatic.
Okay, Jack. Well, hold on. Yes. I called today to come at Spike, man.
Oh,
like, Spike,
of course.
Yeah. You and Jalen Hurts, are you gonna bitch about this interceptions all year long, every week, all week long?
Well,
like, we heard about this all summer long.
Well, and so he had an opportunity, Don. He had an opportunity. We heard about it all summer long, and he had an opportunity to like wipe it away. But instead, he threw another pick six. Should have been a fourth interception. What are we talking about here?
Every quarterback in the league almost threw a pick six on Sunday. It's like, come on. Like,
I don't want to hear it.
I know you don't want to hear it.
Well, no, when Jalen Hurts has three Super Bowls, then if he throws a couple of interceptions, then fine.
We won't overreact.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. If you want to say that, then we can talk about tiers of quarterback. It should be only two tiers, Patrick Mahomes and then everybody else.
No, there's like four. There's four tiers. There are.
Patrick Mahomes, every other quarterback is in the same category.
Nah.
All of them.
Sort of.
What the hell did the Bills quarterback do? Josh Allen, where did he go?
Wait a minute. He threw two touchdown passes, no interceptions, and they won. And they scored 34 points. So, he didn't throw any interceptions. Zero. Not one. So this guy that all the Jalen Hurts people bring up, that is, and I can promise you, if Josh Allen threw two interceptions and two other interception-worthy plays, and Jalen Hurts didn't throw any, I'd be hearing it all week long. All week long.
Oh, Josh Allen.
Yeah, just don't. Look, you can say, Don, I can appreciate you can say, look, I think he's going to clean it up. It's not the end of the world. That's fine. But he hasn't cleaned it up in a while, and it looked a lot like some of the things we saw last year. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he can't clean it up. I'm saying if you give me a choice of what I'm more worried about, it is the guy leading the unit on the team that is supposed to be the unit that wins us games, turning the ball over. That's it.
I don't think he's going to do that, and I think, like, that's just ridiculous because I think the defense, our pass rush is terrible right now. Think about this, Ike. We got $20 million on that defense that didn't do nothing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It did nothing.
Didn't even get a
We have no
tackle.
Pass rush. And one more thing, and Ike, mm-hmm. I heard you agree with Spike about the field and everything. I don't want to hear you.
No, you ain't hear me agree about no field. No.
You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
Exactly. Nah. Uh-uh. Nope. Not me. Not me, Don.
All I'm doing.
I don't even want to hear that excuse. I just don't argue against it, but I don't even want to hear that excuse about the field. Yes.
I'm just making the case.
He's talking about the Super Bowl, so we probably arguing about that with the Super Bowl. Okay. Yes.
You know where I'm going with
Yeah.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I guess what all I'm trying to do, Don, is just make the case that the thing that they weren't good at on Friday night isn't the thing that they're not good at. You know, the problem with Huff is that he's not a three down, you know, end, that he's not good against the run, not that he can't get to the quarterback. So I just, if the problem is that we're not getting to the quarterback, I expect him to get to the quarterback. Was he a guy that you should guarantee $50 million? Probably not. Mm-hmm. That they probably made an error there. I don't know how much money Hassan Reddick was asking for, but they probably made an error there. But I'm just saying,
right.
It's an offense that should win us games.
But the defensive coordinator was saying this in training camp, though.
No, I agree
That's
with
concerning.
You.
Concerning.
No, he was
That's
saying.
Concerning. That is really concerning to me.
I agree with you. I agree with you. What? Here we gotta go. Give us your famous debate. Your best debate.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken or the egg?
Damn, Don, that's a pretty good one.
That is a good one, Don.
I didn't expect that one today.
That's a good call from Don.
Yes.
All around good call from Don.
I did not expect the chicken or the egg.
No.
First. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
So what do you think?
I still don't know, man.
Jack?
I would imagine the egg.
See, I would think the egg.
But where did they come from then?
That's the age-old debate. 215.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? June's still good. All-star break next year.
Yeah, June 19th. Yeah,
yes, already day.
Okay.
That's why it
well,
popped into my
interesting.
Head.
Interesting. Wow.
It's not.
Oh, well, how many Larry Bird jerseys you got at home?
I did that to myself. I was just trying to pick out
how many Larry Bird
day
jerseys
of the
do you got at home?
Coming up next.
Just because you like Larry Bird, man, doesn't make you racist.
Well,
man.
Him.
Thanks, appreciate it.
You got it. Coming up next, the first round of power rankings are out. We will tell you where the Eagles are in the very first NFL power rankings after the first week. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.